it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
On that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. He will rejoin us tomorrow for a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack to close out the week. If you want to join the fray, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If Twitter is more your thing, at Span 56, at Sports Byline, USA. We've got a big show on tap for you. A couple of huge hours on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we will set the table. But now, we always talk about the myriad of ways that you can access the Spano and Black Attack and all the programming on Sports Byline. There's the array of terrestrial radio affiliates of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's the array of internet affiliates of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But in 2016, it's all about taking your radio on the go via your devices. So there are a number of ways to get Sports Byline by using your devices. And you can start by going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And there's also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to just about any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Wealth of on-demand content, Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and an app you can download to any device you can think of. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big two-hour extravaganza of the Spano and Black Attack and kick this thing off right after this short timeout.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Kick off the Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big show on tap for you today here on the Spano and Black Attack. Hour one, very guest heavy. 25 after the hour. Legendary IndyCar driver, or son of actually legendary IndyCar driver, Bobby Rahal, Graham Rahal, joins us at 25 after the hour. And we're going to talk about the road to the 100th running of the Indy 500 with him at 25 after this hour. That's 8:25 a.m. Eastern time. And at 40 after this hour, Mel Antonin from Sports Illustrated and Mid-Atlantic Sports Network will join us. And we'll talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll start out with the focus on the Orioles and the Nationals. And as time permits, we'll broaden out the focus from there, probably to some of their division foes. That's what's on tap for hour number one. Hour number two is going to be wall-to-wall football as day one of as the free agency frenzy opened at 4 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. And we talked about it a lot on yesterday's show. We talked about a lot of the things that were rumored to happen and everything else. Well, come 4 p.m. Eastern time, all the stuff that was rumored to happen became official. We got all the details on the things we didn't get detail on or didn't have detail on. And then there was a flurry and frenzy of activity come 4 p.m. Eastern time. And throughout this show, we'll do a little bit of it now. Then we go guest heavy in hour two. We'll dive into all of it and really tell you about some winners and losers. But let's start with the NFL free agency. And let's talk a little bit about one of the winners, and that was the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're going to go back and revisit them after spending a lot of time on them yesterday, because we got details on the salary dump, the deal between them and the Miami Dolphins. And the more you hear about this deal, the better it is for the Eagles, and the dumber the Dolphins simply look. You know, you look at what the Eagles did. They dump Byron Maxwell's salary. They move out Kiko Alonso, who is clearly a declining player just because he can't stay on the field. So these were two guys, one because of bad salary and bad production, one because of poor health and middling production at this stage of his career. You actually moved them out, cleared cap room, got rid of players that weren't going to play a big role for you, and you actually, in that salary dump, moved up five spots in the first round of the NFL draft and now got into the top 10. That's remarkable. That is a remarkably good trade for the Philadelphia Eagles. When we first heard about the salary dump, we're like, okay, you know, it was good. You know, we're like, okay, and there's going to be a draft pick involved. We're like, great. You know, they moved these salaries out and they actually got something back. You know, when you look at the level of this salary dump, you could make a case that if you're Miami, you say, okay, you know, a la like an NBA trade, we'll take on these two salaries into our cap, but you're going to have to give us something in order to do it. The Eagles actually managed to turn the horrible salary and production of Byron Maxwell and the horrible production and poor health of Kiko Alonso into a top 10 draft pick. They move up from 13-8. That is just a brilliant move by Howie Roseman. A brilliant move. Now they're in the top 10 where you can perhaps get a stud player, maybe the long-term answer at quarterback for your team if all falls right as far as the draft for you. And you clear out a bunch of cap room that allows you to sign Rodney McLeod and Brandon Brooks. Rodney McLeod, a safety who will start for you. And Brandon Brooks, with all the trouble they had on the interior of that line after Chip sent all the guards packing, this guy will help an awful lot. These guys are both 27 or younger, and they will be part of your future for, you know, they will be part of your present and part of your future. So you take the money from the salary dump to Miami, and you also get some money in the DeMarco Murray salary dump. I mean, it was a good sound deal for Philadelphia as they wanted to get out from under the DeMarco Murray contract. Not as much of a slam dunk, obviously, as the Miami deal, in that you actually had to you actually only get to move up 13 spots in the fourth round for a bad salary, but a far more talented player in DeMarco Murray. But again, the Eagles dumped a lot of salary, used the room from these two salary dumps to sign Rodney McLeod and Brandon Brooks, and still have some money left over as a result of the two dumps to go do some other things in free agency. They bring in Chase Daniel as well to be a backup quarterback to an oft-injured Sam Bradford. They move up not only in the first round, which is the home run part of this, from number 13 to number 8, but they move up 13 spots in the fourth round as well as they continue to try and reshape the roster in Philadelphia. So Howie Roseman does a brilliant job as far as accumulating chips and pieces, adding some second-level but quality young guys in free agency, and you added a professional backup quarterback. And that's the spot, that may be the only caveat in all of this. And it's not that it wasn't a sound decision to add a proven professional backup quarterback that's a clear upgrade over Mark Sanchez in Chase Daniel, and a quarterback that your head coach is very comfortable with, and that head coach knows that he can run this system. So from that standpoint, it makes perfect sense. The problem with this is Chase Daniel is a very good backup and a high-quality backup, especially running Doug Peterson's system where he's comfortable. I guess the problem is your starting quarterback is still something of an unproven commodity, and somebody whose hold on the starting job is tenuous at best. So when you bring in a quality backup and your starter is less than spectacular and has a less than firm grasp on the starting job, that sometimes makes one of those situations where you have two quarterbacks. And what do I always say about a situation when you have two quarterbacks? You actually have none. It could be a messy, ugly quarterback competition with the winner of it always looking over their shoulder, waiting for the loser of the competition, who's now wearing the baseball cap and carrying the clipboard on the sidelines, to come in and relieve them. So that's the only caveat. Again, it's not that the deal doesn't make sense from a logic standpoint to bring in Chase Daniel. I'm just concerned with the tenuous hold that Sam Bradford has on their starting job, and how close in dollars and cents the contract of the starter and backup are, that this may turn into a quarterback controversy that does not help the production at the quarterback position. But all in all, Howie Roseman, a no-brainer. He did a terrific job of moving out some bad contracts and non-productive players and some Chip Kelly players, and getting better draft position back, getting more cap room that would allow him to do other things with this roster. Really, really wonderful work by Howie Roseman. They still have work to do in Philadelphia in order to continue to reshape this roster and have a real chance to make some noise in the NFC in 2016. But they have a little room. They have more desirable draft positioning, and they're well on their way. I'm interested to see what this roster looks like come the aftermath of the NFL draft, after free agency is concluded and all the players are signed. I have a funny feeling that the Eagles are all of a sudden going to turn into a pretty dangerous little roster in a wide-open NFC East that could be anybody's race, from the Washington Redskins to the Cowboys to the Giants to the Eagles. Health in particular in the NFC East will play a huge factor, because it looks like the way the Giants are spending, with some of the things the Eagles have done, with Washington being the reigning division champ, that all four teams in this division, barring any health issues, are going to be pretty darn even. None of them are going to be great, but a bunch of them could be pretty darn good and could make for a very entertaining race. On the other side, we head from the gridiron to the track. Graham Rahal joins us next. It's the road to the 100th running of the Indy 500. We'll discuss it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you like Twitter better, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those are the ways to get involved in this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And thus far, we've been talking NFL as the free agent frenzy. And it was a frenzy yesterday. A lot of stuff rumored going into yesterday. But man, once 4 o'clock came, 4 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, boy, we were able to cement all the deals that we had talked about as far as actually getting some details. And we saw a frenzy of activity. Again, I loved what the Eagles did, and they clearly have to be categorized amongst your winners. The Houston Texans as well, they certainly have to be considered winners. I mean, they spent like crazy, but they addressed some needs. When you look at what they did last year and how good that defense is, it is one of the very best defenses in all of the NFL in Houston with the Texans. Offensively, they had issues. With Arian Foster now gone and before cutting him, being beset by injuries, they had an adequate at best running game. Quarterback was a big issue. You saw it in the playoff game. They absolutely got exposed by the Chiefs in the playoffs with their limitations at quarterback. So those were the two big issues for them offensively. They have some minor issues from here that they can deal with. Complementary receivers to one of the game's best receiver, to one of the game's best receivers, perhaps upgrade some spots along the offensive line. But the big notable holes for the Houston Texans were at quarterback and at the lead dog position at running back. Well, they spent a lot of money, but they addressed both of those needs. They bring in Brock Osweiler, 4 years, $72 million for a quarterback that made seven NFL starts and was benched in favor of a Peyton Manning that had very little left in the tank with $37 million of it guaranteed. Seems like a ton of money to me. But that said, it's a lot of money, but it was a team desperate for a quarterback. And with that being the case, you might have to go out and do it because your defense is poised to win now. And here's an opportunity to build on the success that you had last year. So while the dollars are crazy, but we kind of expected that in this free agent market for the quarterbacks and for those pass rushing defensive ends, and that's exactly what we saw. But you got yourself the quarterback that you think can help you elevate yourself beyond where you were last year and perhaps be a real player in the AFC championship picture and in what is now going to be a pretty darn tough AFC South. Maybe you can win the division. I'm still not so sure, but it's money spent, but money well spent and necessarily spent. And then you address running back. A do-everything back in Lamar Miller can catch passes out of the backfield, can certainly run it from scrimmage, misused and underused in Miami, which means he's still fresh. There's a lot of tread on the tire, and it's going to be the lead dog running back. But let's switch off the gridiron and onto the track with Graham Rahal. He drives the number 15 Steak and Shake IndyCar, and he's getting ready to kick off the IndyCar season in the Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, and he joins us from the track right now. Graham, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, it's kind of historic. It's 30 years since your dad won the Indy 500 this year, and what we're here to really talk about is the 100th running of the Indy 500, the 30th anniversary of Dad's winning of the Indy 500 and the road to the Indy 500 this year. So kind of attack all those things and how important they all are to you.
Yeah, well, it's obviously a big year. You've got 30 years, since Dad won the 500 in 1986. It's the 100th running of the Indy 500 this year, so really a historical year as a whole. And you know, as we look at it, the season kicks off this weekend in St. Pete, and I'm really looking forward to the Grand Prix down here. I got my first win here in 2008, my first pole here in 2009, and so it's a special place in my heart. It's also a big market for my sponsor, Steak and Shake. Who's been a great partner with us over the last couple of seasons. It's great to have them back on board, this season. But there's going to be a lot of buildup to Indy this year. There's no doubt about that. As I look at it, the Indy 500 is, for those who don't know, is the world's largest single-day sporting event You know, I know ticket sales have been off the charts this year, and I expect a record-breaking crowd. So should be a lot of fun. I mean, if you haven't been to Indy, it's a bucket list thing to do. You have to, and there'd be no better year to go than this.
Well said, Graham. And I want to get to the prospects for you guys this year. You've made incremental improvement each year in the IndyCar Series, and last year was a big year for you. Couple of wins, fourth place overall in the IndyCar standings. I would assume you guys are looking to build upon that, perhaps take the Indy 500 on the 30th anniversary of Dad's victory. But every bit is important. Take the overall IndyCar Series championship. So talk about the prospects for that this year.
Well, it's huge. You know, it's big for us. You know, last year we were really in championship contention. You know, we got taken out of the last two races in a row, which unfortunately knocked us down to fourth in the championship. We missed third by a point. But, you know, if you look at where we were last year, had two wins for the Steak and Shake team. We had six podiums for this team as a whole. So, you know, when I step back and look, I mean, that's a hard year to beat. But we're going to do everything that we can this year. I mean, our goals are to try to get some more victories. You know, if we could lead the series in podiums again, I think that'd put us in a great position. But as I said, it all kicks off this weekend in St. Pete, and we've got to start it off on the right foot and get the momentum going and build through the remainder of the season.
Got a couple of more minutes, and I want to go in two directions real quick. First of all, the resurgence of open wheel racing in the United States. You know, this was a sport that at one time was every bit the equal in popularity to stock car racing. And then stock car racing jumped ahead as open wheel racing had some political issues it dealt with as far as, you know, the combining of organizations, the separating of organizations. It's really been resurgent over the last 5 years. Talk to us a little bit about the resurgence of open wheel racing.
Well, I think if you look at IndyCar racing as a whole, it's the most competitive form of racing in the world, bar none. You know, when we talk about competition and you look at the amount of drivers that can win in this sport, if you look at NASCAR, really, you're talking a handful of guys that win, you know, pretty much regularly, or at least, you know, two or three teams. When you look at IndyCar, you've got about five or six teams that won last year. You've got maybe more than that, honestly. You've got more than a handful of drivers that won races last year. Probably 8 to 10 drivers won a race. You know, if you think about it as a whole, you know, the competitiveness is a big part of it. The other side of it is companies like Steak and Shake who have come on board and really helped, you know, promote. You know, we do things like this afternoon. We'll do a meet and eat at one of the local stores here. And, you know, activation like that really helps put you on the map. When you look at NASCAR for so many years, that's what they were doing right. The sponsors were really making the most of it. So the other thing is, you know, TV partners can make a big difference. We're on ABC this weekend. Obviously, that gets a lot of visibility. But I think IndyCar racing is a sport it's really a family sport. It's a friendly environment. You come to, like, the Grand Prix of St. Pete this weekend. You bring the kids out for the weekend, you know, for basically the cost of going to the movies nowadays. And you get an entire day's full of excitement, or 3 days, you know, whatever you want to do, however many days you want to be here. So it's a great bang for your buck, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Well, before we let you run, congratulations on the new nuptials. And are you and your new wife enjoying not only the newlywed phase, but also being considered the power couple of racing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been an extremely busy last couple of years at court. And, you know, to last year, plan a wedding in the midst of everything else was pretty tough. But, no, for sure, everything's going well, and she'll actually be able to make my first race of the year here, which she's never been able to get down to St. Pete so far. So I'm looking forward to having her here. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, for us, it's just a busy year, you know, all the time. It's just a lot of work keeping up with each other's schedules.
Graham, thanks so much for a few minutes. Truly a pleasure. Good luck this weekend and beyond with the number 15 Steak and Shake IndyCar that's brought to us by Letterman Ray Hall Racing. Have a great season and good luck on Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks. Go on, eat Steak and Shake.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Graham Rahal joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, giving us a little IndyCar season preview from Graham Rahal's perspective. It's 30 years since his dad won the Indy 500, and it's the historic coming up 100th running of the Indy 500 on Memorial Day weekend. So open-wheel racing, getting back into the sports landscape. On the other side, we'll be joined in by talking baseball with Mel Antonin from SI and Masson. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Proper maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running as it was designed. We all know that properly maintained equipment lasts longer, performs better, and requires less downtime for repairs or replacement. Following manufacturers' recommendations in regard to regular cleaning, proper lubrication, and filter replacement schedule has a lot to do with keeping your facility in great shape. And now a word from Granger.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that's 800-878-7529. If you prefer, Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. But now we're going to go out. We're going to talk to one of the best baseball men in the business. He works for Sports Illustrated, Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, and you've probably heard him and seen him in a whole bunch of other places. He's Mel Antonin. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Mel. Great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's really my pleasure. This is truly an honor. Let's start out in the American League East and specifically with the Baltimore Orioles, a team you cover very, very closely. And, you know, you look at the American League East, it's wide open. I like Baltimore more than a lot of people do. I think they can flat out knock the cover off the ball. And while their bullpen doesn't get as much love as the Yankees' bullpen does, it's not a far cry from the Yankees. And the only real question I see for Baltimore in a wide open American League East is their ability to get from inning one to inning six and get to that bullpen.
Boy, you hit it right on the head. I think their bullpen, when you talk about the top three pitchers in the bullpen, the Yankees probably have the best bullpen in the division, if not baseball. But the Orioles have incredible depth and incredible variations in the type of pitchers they have. And Zach Britton, let me tell you, for a guy that's got just one pitch, he's almost unhittable as the closer. You're right about the Orioles. They're going to score a ton of runs. They might have an unprecedented six players with 30 home runs in their lineup now that they've got Pedro Alvarez. But the question will be whether they can pitch or not, whether the starting pitching comes through. If Chris Tillman and Miguel Gonzalez each pitch like they pitched in 2014, then you'd have to say that the Orioles are going to do all right. There's no question they're going to challenge for the league scoring title, but whether or not they have the starting pitching is the question. You got it right on.
And you know, it's funny, when I look at this division, I think, wow, it's a division devoid of a great team. And I look at Baltimore, and I say, well, they hit probably every bit as well as the best hitting team in the division, Toronto. They have a bullpen that's a match for the best bullpen in the division in the Yankees. And while they're and their question is starting pitching, but when you look at the division outside of Tampa Bay, there's no other team in the division that has an outstanding rotation. So I kind of bring it full circle, and while they're not a pick by many to win this division, I say to you, with an experienced manager like Buck Showalter and everything else going for them, why not the Baltimore Orioles to win the AL East in 2016?
Well, I agree. I mean, the fact that they got Yovani Gallardo, he's probably going to give them a 3.6 ERA with 200 innings, 190 innings, and just 30 solid starts. So, yeah, I think you can make a good case for the Orioles. I think the Red Sox pitching is very much improved. David Price, Joe Kelly, Rick Purcell, Clay Buchholz, all those guys, they've got good pitching depth in their rotation. And the interesting thing about Tampa Bay is they led the American League in starters in rotation ERA last year without Matt Moore and Alex Cobb and Drew Smyly. But all three of those guys are going to come back in one form or another. And so if pitching truly determines and defines a winner, maybe the Rays are going to be the surprise team, because it's pretty hard to argue with how good their pitching is.
I think that's a fair statement, Mel. But I think what this discussion shows is that this American League East is very much a wide-open race, and any of the teams in this division could win the division, and any of the teams in this division could be last. It's going to be, I think, that close of a race, with no team winning 100 games. But I don't think there's any team in this division that's going to win less than 75 either.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very balanced. Toronto's issue is whether or not they're going to have an ace pitcher. I think Toronto, you know, they were counting on 24-year-old Marcus Stroman to lead the rotation in place of David Price. He's certainly capable, but whether he will or not, given his lack of experience, I don't know. After that, will R.A. Dickey be consistent? What about J.A. Happ? Will he continue to pitch like he pitched in Pittsburgh last year? There's some questions with the Blue Jays rotation. I think this is the year the Yankees fall off the map. They were a very good team for the first half of last season. Somehow, some way, they got into the American League wild card, but they weren't the same team in the second half that they were in the first. And I'm just not sure about their creakiness and their age.
Well, most of their players are older than us, and I think you may be right. It's interesting about the Yankees. You know, what they'll do is eventually, a lot like the Yankees, what was it, the 65 Yankees that fell off the map after the 64 Yankees lost in the World Series. And I think that may happen here, but they do have some young prospects coming in, and it may only be a short-term fall-off, and a year or two down the road, some of those young players come up and fill in for some of those old creaky guys, and maybe you have a resurgent Yankees in, well, I don't know, 2018?
Well, I think you're right. The Yankees are pretty much the only team that just constantly keeps reloading. And one of these days it's going to catch up to them. And they really need to rebuild their base and rebuild another Jeter, Williams, Posada, Rivera-type base that they have. They don't have that now. Their base is all 35 and 36 and 40-year-olds in A-Rod's case. So they need to rebuild their base, and they know that. But the Yankees, unlike any other team, they want to win and rebuild at the same time. That's not easy to do.
You're absolutely right about that. Sometimes in order to have success, in order to regain success, you have to bottom out first. But let's swing over to the NL East. You know, as somebody who works for Masson, you not only see a lot of the Orioles, you see a lot of the Nationals. Very disappointing 2015 for the Nationals as the Mets overtook them in the NL East and went all the way to the World Series. The Nationals, of course, reload because you talk about a team with plenty of money. That's the Nationals. What's your outlook on the Nationals for 2016? Can they jump right back to the very top of this division?
Yeah, I think they can. I think their big question will be whether or not they can score runs, whether or not they can support Bryce Harper in the lineup. That's a big question. You don't know about Jason Worth. You don't know about the health of Ryan Zimmerman. So they could have trouble scoring some runs. No question about that. Then I think the biggest question after that is the bullpen. I understand the controversy surrounding Jonathan Papelbon, but his choking incident is long forgotten in the clubhouse, and it'll be interesting to see how the fans react. He's still a very good closer, very dependable. But how will they get to Papelbon is the biggest question the Nats have. Sean Kelly will probably be the eighth inning guy. Then you got Trevor Gott, Blake Treinen, Matt Belisle. You got a bunch of pitchers that are either probably too old or too young or haven't done it. So even though the Nationals reloaded their bullpen with a bunch of new pitchers, including Yusmeiro Petit, I think that's still their number one question. And they got to keep Worth healthy. Who knows if he's going to be able to play 140 games this year or not. And Ryan Zimmerman still hasn't played a game at first base. He still hasn't played in a spring training game this year because of the plantar fasciitis bothering him at his foot.
So it's going to, while there's a real chance because of the way they spend money and the names they've thrown out there, it looks to me like the Nationals may have a little bit of an uphill climb versus the New York Mets, who bring back that entire rotation, think very quietly made some good moves to improve their bullpen, and bringing back their linchpin hitter. And again, I totally understand, that the Mets lineup is not murderer's row, but quietly, it's a pretty darn good lineup that can do some things and has a little bit of lefty-righty balance. Talk a little bit about the Mets and how they stack up against the Nationals.
Well, they do. They have the pitching edge, and everybody's curious to see how all that young pitching deep into October, will do this time around. Terry Collins, the Mets manager, has been concerned about that and has rested his guys and getting them started slowly. So are Syndergaard and Harvey and DeGrom, are they just going to continue their upward ascent that they have in the last couple of years? That's asking a lot. Now, they're talented, they're proven they can do it, but you know as well as I do that you can have five good young pitchers. Not all of them are just going to pitch as well as they did the year before. You're right about the Mets' offense. As long as Cespedes is there, they're going to be all right. The key, though, will be to keep David Wright healthy. That's an issue that they're worried about. And then will Curtis Granderson fall off in right field? That's a question. I mean, he's got to be consistent. And then how quickly will they develop Michael Conforto in left field? He's a very good young prospect, but how will he do over an entire season? There's some questions with the Mets' offense. But given their pitching and their youth and their talent, they certainly look like contenders to me in the National League East.
Well, a couple of more before we let you run, and we'll stay in this National League East. And we talked about Yoannis Cespedes. Why I think he's so important for the Mets, and again, I totally understand that he may not necessarily be the player that showed up in New York in late July and took and elevated their offense to the point where they reached the postseason. But he's that linchpin guy. He's that guy in that offense and the only guy in that offense at this point that you have to pitch around, that you have to game plan around. And when an offense doesn't have one of those guys, they really can't excel. And until Michael Conforto becomes that guy, I think it's paramount that Yoannis Cespedes stay a New York Met. So talk about his value from that standpoint until and if Conforto elevates himself.
Well, I agree. I think what you said is absolutely 100% right. They need Cespedes to hit like he hit last year. He's probably not going to be as good as he was in the second half of last season. When they just nobody could get him out and hit all those home runs, clutch RBIs, 17 home runs, whatever it was. But he's very important. And I think the Mets have to worry about whether or not he's focused. He hasn't really been focused. He's been having a lot of fun in spring training. So I think it's one thing to have fun. It's another thing if your fun interrupts how much work and how much discipline you have on the field. And I think that could be an issue. Is he going to be ready for the season now that he's celebrating the success of last year and the big-time contract? You're right. They need him. They need him to be very dangerous. If he's dangerous and hitting in that lineup, that makes everybody better because they're going to get better pitchers to hit because of him.
Well, I have a quick thought on that, and we'll kind of move along and expand it to the rest of the division quickly before we let you run. If he has six homers and 19 RBIs at Memorial Day and he's hitting 190 and the Mets are four or five games back of the Nationals, you see all the fun he was having? It won't be that much fun, I can guarantee you. You know the New York media. They will be vicious and unrelenting, and so will that fan base.
That's right. There's a lot. You're 100% right. If he's off to a slow start, then the pressure builds. The expectations are already there. And if you're not coming close to meeting the expectations, then you have to have a pretty thick skin and a pretty strong mental base to block all that out. Can Cespedes do that? Probably. But the Mets would rather not have to challenge that.
Final one before we let you run, and we're so appreciative of your time. This NL East, is it a two-horse race, or can anybody else surprise us and interrupt the two-horse race that it seems to be between the Mets and the Nationals in the NL East?
No, I think it's a two-horse race, but Miami can surprise. It hurt that one of their best bullpen pitchers, Carter Capps, got hurt. It hurt that they traded Sam Dyson last year from the Marlins to the Rangers in one of the worst trades in the history of baseball. The Marlins have arguably the best young outfield in baseball if they all perform up to ability. Their infield defense is tight, and they've got enough pitching. Wei-Yin Chen is a very underrated pitcher. He'll handle the number two spot behind Jose Fernandez. So they are a team that if they get it all together, they can challenge. And the Phillies, you know, they're rebuilding, but they've got some strong pitching. That's one thing that's interesting about them. And the Braves, they've got prospects all over the place, and we'll just see how fast they develop. But if any team can catch and contend with the Mets and the Nationals, I would think it'd be the Marlins. I think they're capable of doing that.
We'll be on the lookout for that.
They've got some power arms in the bullpen, and that makes a big difference.
We're going to be on the lookout for that. It'll give us something to watch in addition to the obvious in the NL East. Mel, thanks so much for a few minutes. This was truly a pleasure. Hopefully you'll let us ring you up again as the season progresses. We'd love to have you on again.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a million.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Mel Antonin from Sports Illustrated and Mid-Atlantic Sports Network giving us his take not only on the Orioles and Nationals, but the entire National League and American League East. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Oh, that was a great hour of the Spano and Black Attack, and we really had a little bit of everything in that hour. We talked a little bit of NFL free agency, and we're going to do a lot more of that in hour two. We talked a little open-wheel racing, IndyCar racing, with Graham Rahal, and we talked a whole bunch of baseball as we tackled in great detail the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals, and we were able to spread our discussion out to the rest of the American and National League East with Mel Antonin from Sports Illustrated and Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. So a wonderful hour, and in hour number two, the focus is going to really be all NFL as the official signing period for free agency arrived at 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and boy, it was a flurry of activity, and I mean a flurry. We were able to confirm some of the things that were rumored that we had talked about the days leading up to today. We got some more detail on that, and boy, there was also some additional activity, and we'll continue to talk about some of the winners and losers and question some deals and laud some others. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Do you pledge that on Tuesday you will go and we will make America great again and you will vote for Donald Trump? Yes?
Donald Trump asking followers in North Carolina to pledge their support despite controversy over a similar pledge last weekend. When supporters in Florida raised their hands in a similar pledge Saturday, it drew comparisons to Nazi salutes. Trump blamed the media for twisting the story and insisted the stunt was done for fun. Trump is looking to pick up additional wins when voters in states like North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio go to the polls next Tuesday. Hillary Clinton is dismissing questions about using a private email server as Secretary of State. During a debate in Miami last night, Clinton said she never sent or received emails that were considered classified at the time. North Korea is defying a U.N. Security Council resolution with the launch today of two short-range ballistic missiles. The isolated communist state fired the missiles into the sea as U.S. and South Korean forces conduct their biggest joint military exercise ever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie from Daybreak USA. So last week, Charlie, one of my coworkers, saw me in the hallway, and he said, Angie, your hair looks great. He said, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic. I said, okay, thanks, Charlie. I was kind of taken aback that he, you know, said my hair looked fantastic. Well, you can join in and have amazing hair as well. Now Ovation Hair introduces their latest in color therapy treatment. It's called the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Now with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't color their hair these days? Sorry, I'll admit I do. And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs with the purchase of the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Go to ovationhair.com. And also, if you're a first-time customer, be sure to select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA when you check out for an additional discount. That one's the special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
The RNC is suing the State Department.
The Republican National Committee is suing for the release of Hillary Clinton's emails and other records from the State Department. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus told Fox News that two federal lawsuits were filed because the Obama administration has failed to comply with records requests in a timely manner.
Citizens can request documents from elected officials, and the law requires a response. The State Department has not responded at all. They've completely stonewalled.
The RNC says it's seeking the records to ensure the public has the information to consider whether the former Secretary of State is fit to serve as president. I'm Melody Burkett.
More than half the calories consumed by Americans may come from ultra-processed foods. A study at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil suggests that these ultra-processed foods make up 90% of the excess sugar calories in the average American diet. They also contain chemicals like flavorings or other additives designed to mimic real foods. Too much sugar promotes obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
A California cybersecurity company is protecting businesses from a certain kind of cyber attack. Steve Gates is chief research analyst of NS Focus International Business Division.
We are an enterprise network security provider, and we provide a list of technologies to the community to help, you know, thwart some of these cyber attacks. And one of them that we focus a lot on is distributed denial of service attacks.
The distributed denial of service attack is one that involves many computers or systems that have been pre-compromised by hackers and used as weapons against target websites. The websites are often taken offline by being flooded with massive amounts of bogus traffic. The BBC and Donald Trump's campaign website were attacked a few months ago, as was Nissan. NS Focus and other cybersecurity companies are offering technology to companies and individuals to protect their systems from hackers. Steve Gates with NS Focus says there are steps that can be taken to protect from distributed denial of service attacks.
Number one is having NS Focus-like technology on-premise to be able to defeat the run-of-the-mill DDoS attacks, and then also having a cloud-based anti-DDoS service used to kind of back up that on-premise service.
Gates gives a description of who is carrying out these DDoS attacks.
There was a group out there, and a group of hacktivists that said they were preparing for a cyber attack against ISIS. A number of government websites have been under attack. The country of Turkey has been under attack, not only from Anonymous, but from some other cyber groups.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
I won't go schizo, will I?
It's a distinct possibility.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to hour two of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 800-878-7529. We got a big hour on tap for you here on hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, I'll quickly set the table for hour two, and we'll start knocking some stuff down. But as we always do at the top of each hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we tell you about the myriad of ways that you can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline. You can check our affiliate page and find a favorite terrestrial or on-air radio affiliate. You can find an internet affiliate. But we're going to talk to you about devices because it's all about radio on the go, taking radio with you via your devices. And we'll give you a number of ways that you can do that. First off, you can take advantage of our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Just click on the Listen Live link, and you can keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment, on sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app, downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. It's a versatile app. You can download it to any of the aforementioned devices. There's a wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. There's also Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us not ever forget the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day, and we thank them for their service. On the other side, I'll set the table for a big hour, too, and we'll start knocking things down. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off right after this.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I've heard people say that very thing about this show, the Spano and Black Attack, and we continue here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. He'll rejoin us tomorrow as we cap the week with a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table for hour two, and I think it's going to be a big hour two. Wall-to-wall NFL. We're going to continue to talk about the winners and losers in free agency as we had the flurry from the first day of free agency. It'll settle down now, and teams who are smart from here can really help themselves and fill in some holes, as it's not a great free agent class, but there's still a lot of guys left that can help teams, rotational players, red chip players, and real quality guys. So after the initial flurry and splash is over, there's still an opportunity for you to help yourself in free agency. But we're going to talk about what's happened thus far. Time permitting, we'll take a peek ahead to some guys that may be able to help teams and talk about some logical destinations. But in hour one, we had time to talk about the Eagles, and I really, really do love what they did. And, you know, again, they really fleeced the Miami Dolphins. They saved a bunch of money, reshaped the roster, moved up a couple of rounds in the draft, end up getting themselves a top 10 pick. They bring in some young talent to upgrade a couple of positions, and they're kind of off to the races. The Texans, again, they have to also be categorized as winners. They spent like crazy. I mean, the Brock Osweiler contract is insane, but we talked about it before we went into free agency. The numbers are nuts. In plain English, the numbers are nuts. And the Brock Osweiler contract illustrates that. But if you're Houston, you've got a defense led by J.J. Watt and company that is absolutely ready to win now and one of the very best in all the NFL, and it was the driving force to your playoff appearance. Offensively, you're wanting. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that you didn't have a quarterback last year. Well, now you got a quarterback. You overpaid for him, but you got one. Now, hopefully Bill O'Brien can develop him. And if you're the Houston Texans, you've solved your most pressing problem going forward. And in trying to solve that, what you also did was you brought in a stud running back that you can make the centerpiece of your offense In Houston the last few years, the centerpiece of the offense was always Arian Foster. He was always hurt, and that's why a lot of the plans went from boom to bust. That said, you bring in a do-everything-back very much in his mold. Younger, wasn't making nearly as much money as Arian Foster, and even with this deal is not making as much money as Arian Foster. Not a lot of mileage on him. So there's a lot of tread left on the tire. He's a do-everything-back. He's young and he's fresh in Lamar Miller. So from that standpoint, you've solved two of your most pressing needs offensively by bringing in a quarterback, bringing in a running back. Yeah, you spent a lot of money, but boy, you're in a position to go for it now. And you had to make moves like this if you were going to maintain or potentially maintain your hold on the AFC South. As Jacksonville has made a ton of moves, they have a ton more money to spend. They're drafting in a great spot in the NFL draft as far as position to improve their stock. So, as I've said on this show often, I think Jacksonville, when it's all said and done after the draft and after the free agency signing period, they're going to come out with the best roster in the AFC South, and they're going to win the AFC South in 2016. Even with the work the Houston Texans did, I still stand by that. I think the race got a lot closer, but I actually like the edge that Jacksonville has at quarterback. And they're very quickly going to close the gap defensively with some of the acquisitions they've already made and some of the acquisitions that they're going to make both in the draft and in free agency. And offensively, even with the acquisitions Houston's made, Jacksonville will have the clear edge. But all of a sudden, the division that was one of the very worst in the NFL last year will now very quickly become one of the very best, with Houston and Jacksonville fighting and fighting hard for the top spot. The poor Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck comes back, but I don't see them doing much. And with that said, they're firmly behind the two leaders, it seems to me, thus far. And Tennessee's a rebuilding project. So all of a sudden, the very worst division, or one of the very worst divisions in all the NFL, has now become one of the very best. Especially if Indianapolis is able to rebound because Andrew Luck is able to elevate them like he always has when he's healthy. So those are a couple of winners thus far. We talked about a big loser, and that's Miami, because they just clearly don't understand the system. Instead of getting paid to take on a salary dump, what do? They pay to take on a salary dump from the Eagles. They retool a defensive line, which is the one thing that didn't need retooling. They get older and not any cheaper. They haven't really addressed any of the other issues on this team. And while they have money left now under the salary cap, and they're right dead smack in the middle with about $22 million left, all the plums of the free agent class have gone somewhere else. And I don't know how much they can help themselves at their positions of need. And clearly Mike Tannenbaum shows that he assembles fantasy football teams, but ones that a lot of times win in March, but don't win in September, October, November, December, don't get to January, and certainly don't get to February. And I think you're going to see that here. Letting Lamar Miller go, you now have no running back to help your quarterback. You lack quality receivers to help your quarterback. Your offensive line is okay. So you have one position of strength, your defensive line. Got nobody to cover anybody either. And if you really think Byron Maxwell is the answer, boy, you're off base. And Kiko Alonso will get hurt and won't help you. So to me, they're the biggest of losers. We now move on to another team that potentially is a winner, and that's the New York Giants. You know, we'll start this now, and obviously we'll probably have to carry it over to the other side. But when you look at what they did, aggressive, yes, extremely aggressive. They addressed some needs and spent like crazy to do it. Now, I don't know if it's money well spent, and only time is going to tell. But the aggressiveness was necessary because your GM's on the hot seat, and it's the very same GM who's done a terrible job in the draft over the last few years that resulted in a roster bereft of talent while your quarterback is in his prime. And as a result, instead of taking the patient approach that the Jaguars and the Raiders did, building through the draft, accumulating cap money, and when you build through the draft and you're able to draft the best players irrespective of position, when guys leave, you have young, talented, cheap guys to come in, step in, and take over their positions. Giants haven't done that because they've drafted badly. And now what they're doing in free agency is they've got to spend, and they got to plug a ton of holes. They've done a good job thus far in plugging some of them with some of the best available players in this market. And, I mean, they've overpaid for some of them, but they have the money to do that, and that's fine. They still have a lot of work to do, and I don't know that they're going to be able to get it all done with the money they have and the draft picks. And they may still end up having something of a suspect roster when it's all said and done. And on the other side, I'll detail the myriad of moves that the Giants have made thus far. We'll also get into some of the moves they may need to make going forward in order to complete their work on this roster. That's next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Are you nuts?
Spano. Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 800-878-7529, toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Just a reminder, if you missed any part of today's edition of the Spano and Black Attack, you can always check it out on Best of Byline. Now, Best of Byline is a great two-hour block that we do on weekdays here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It starts at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, and it gives you a second chance to catch up on all the things you may have missed earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, a two-hour block of the best and brightest of the programming from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. And if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we will give you an idea of exactly what's coming up on the Best of Byline. Back to the NFL free agency flurry we go, and specifically the New York Football Giants. We talked about the volume of money they've spent, how they addressed some needs, but really did not address all of their needs in free agency, and how they have money left. They have the draft where they're drafting 10th, but they have a lot of work to do. Let's tell you about what they did, and let's also address some of the things that they still have to do in free agency and the draft in order for them to have a sound, complete roster and be a team that can change their fortunes in the 2016 season. Again, I applaud Jerry Reese for his aggressiveness. I don't applaud how he got to this point. His aggressiveness was fueled by desperation and the fact that he's drafted poorly for any number of years and doesn't have the luxury of building. So it's throw money at the situation and hope it all works. That said, you had one of the worst defensive lines in the league. You have a defensive coordinator that makes the hallmark of his defense, his defensive line. Now you went out and fortified it. Olivier Vernon, 5 years, $85 million, $52.5 million of that guaranteed. This is one of the best defensive ends in the league. He's just 25 years old. He's clearly a player on the come. The numbers that he has up until this point in his career and the impact that he makes on the game up until this point in his career do not anywhere near justify these numbers. But this is certainly a quality defensive end. He will get up after the quarterback. He will get sacks. He will get pressure. He will be an impact player. And I think he'll have a big effect on the Giants' pass rush in a positive way. But the money's ridiculous. And this is what happens when teams are awash in cash and there's not enough guys to give it to. It's the old supply and demand theory. 5 years, $85 million with $52.5 million in guarantees is insane. And his work hasn't earned this contract because he makes more money now than J.J. Watt. But he's 25 and been productive. And his best days are clearly, and hopefully for the Giants' sake, ahead of him. So with that said, this move, if he produces the way that a lot of people expect him to, yeah, he overspent, but it'll be worth it. Because you'll win a lot of games with Olivier Vernon coming off the edge. And he's a two-way player. He's big enough to stay in there and handle the run, and he excels at getting up after the quarterback. So you now have him on one side. You've got Jason Pierre-Paul on the other. And we talked about this yesterday. I've been far from enamored by the play of Jason Pierre-Paul. Forget 2015. The 2014 year that everybody was excited about, numbers were very deceiving. They mostly came against two of the more suspect offensive lines in the league that year. And they were both banged up when Pierre-Paul faced them. And that was against Washington and against Tennessee. So a lot of those double-digit sacks from 2014 were a mirage. This was a guy still suffering from the woes of a back injury, did not have explosiveness. And there were big chunks of games where he was a non-factor in the pass rush. Still stout against the run. He's just 27. Another year or so clear of the back woes, because he did show and he did flash some glimpses last year while dealing with the hand issues. Maybe, just maybe, he gets back to that old form. and another off season, another set of surgeries and everything else. And he figures out how exactly he's going to deal with that hand. Maybe he gets some grip strength where to the point where he's able to use it in some way. And maybe, just maybe, JPP can be the player that the Giants think he can be. I'm not sure. I don't know that this works out for the Giants, and I don't know that they get what they want with the, you know, with JPP. And as a result, I'm not sold that they're going to get all the pass rush they want. If JPP gets back to being somewhere near the JPP he was in 2012, well, now you're talking. Him and Olivier Vernon together will terrorize quarterbacks, and they're both young. One is just 27 in JPP on a show-me contract, and one is merely 25 years old, and he just hit lotto. So it'll be intriguing to see how it works. Then you finally go and you fortify your run defense along the front. Damon Snacks Harrison, 4 years, $46.25 million, $24 million guaranteed. Run stuffer extraordinaire. Him and Hankins on the inside will be lethal against the run. And Hankins can actually go up and get the quarterback a little bit and provide that rare interior pass rush coupled with JPP and Olivier Vernon. So one thing I know that this duo will do, they'll certainly stop the run. If all goes right on the edges, they will be lethal rushing the passer. And with Jay Bromley in there as a third defensive tackle, it's going to be very hard to run up the gut against the Giants. If they stay disciplined on the edges, they'll be hard to run against on the outside, and they'll all around have a very difficult run defense to deal with. Pass rush, it should work. I don't know that it will, because I'm not sure on JPP. Jury's still out in my mind. But what they did in the interior, I like. Adding Olivier Vernon, we like. We hope it works for them. They still have a lot of work to do and a lot of money to spend. Victor Cruz accepts a huge pay cut that knocks $6.6 million off of the Giants' cap. And they need that because they still have a lot of work to get done. They still have a lot more shopping to do. They've got to go out and they've got to get a right tackle and a guard. So they need two-fifths of their offensive line has to be upgraded. They need a safety to put next to Landon Collins. And they probably have, and they have to address some issues at linebacker. I don't know that they can cover all of, and they probably even need a nickel corner. I mean, I'm not sure anybody else on that roster is the answer at nickel corner, the Tremaine McBrides and some of the other guys. You know, maybe you go out on the market and you grab one of these corners that just got cut or one of these corners that can play inside that was a starter, and maybe you bring in, you know, potentially a nickel corner to kind of help you along. But you've got to bring a safety in. They have to address the safety issues that they have. They have to put somebody next to Landon Collins at the safety position because what they have right now at safety is not going to work. They got a lot of work to do. They have an opportunity to drafting 10th. They still have plenty of money left in free agency, and there's still some firmly red chip guys that are in a position to help them. But boy, they're going to have to get to work, and they still have a lot of work to do. So if you're the New York Giants and Jerry Reese, you had better not be done. Because if you put yourself in a position where you say you're done, you're in trouble here because the Giants have a lot more work to do. And if they kind of rest on their laurels here at this point, the money they spent will not be money well spent, and they will come up short. So I could see the Giants moving into free agency and perhaps going after, you know, in the second wave of free agency, a Reggie Nelson type to play center field for them. I could also see if Robert Ayers doesn't get the love he deserves, maybe he comes back as a rotational defensive end and helps them with the embarrassment of riches that you need these days amongst pass rushers. Don't know if the money would be there. Maybe Casey Hayward is a nickel corner. You know, pieces like that, that second level in free agency. Because they still have to address some of these things in order for it to be a complete roster. So that's some directions I could perhaps see them going in. You know, obviously, We talked about a bunch of winners. We talked about the, you know, the Giants and Texans are winners, but they overspent to be winners. But we think the risk potentially worth the reward. More with the Texans and the Giants. Jury's still out in many ways on the Giants and what they did or didn't do. That said, there are a bunch of losers also in free agency. I think we talked about the Dolphins and what they have and haven't done, and I'm not going to talk about them anymore. But they're not alone in being in, on the losing side of the equation here. And that's kind of just the nature of the beast. You know, when you have these teams that are this aggressive and, you know, were this much of winners in free agency, well, you're, of course, going to have losers as well. And there's a whole host of them here that caught my attention as teams that didn't have things go according to plan. Because of their situation, they were destined to be losers. So we'll kind of move past the Dolphins because they're not the only loser. And on the other side, we'll talk about some of the other losers in free agency and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY or your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. More losers in free agency right after this.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Proper maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running as it was designed. We all know that properly maintained equipment lasts longer, performs better, and requires less downtime for repairs or replacement. Following manufacturer's recommendations in regard to regular cleaning, proper lubrication, and filter replacement schedule has a lot to do with keeping your facility in great shape. And now a word from Granger.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 800-878-7529 is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Winners and losers from free agency. We covered what in our mind are really the winners. Told you we had a bunch of losers we would get into. We've already covered, in my mind, the biggest losers as far as understanding the process, and that's the Miami Dolphins. But moving on from them a little bit, I guess the other real, real big loser has to be the Denver Broncos. Now, we've talked a lot here about the fact that a year or two down the road, after this past season, the Broncos were going to have to pay the piper. But we speculated that one more run in 2016 before they have to start turning over this roster. And it was important to them to bring back a quarterback because Peyton Manning retired. And, you know, you kind of – the handwriting was on the wall. You weren't going to bring him back at his price tag. And ultimately, you probably wanted to move on from him because you didn't think he could give you anywhere near optimal quarterback play. And the designs were the relatively unproven, relatively inexperienced, but known commodity in Brock Osweiler. And the market dictated you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. Well, Houston sweeps in, gives him an insane amount of money, way more than you're willing to give as you keep moving further and further into salary cap hell. And you move on from Brock Osweiler, Peyton Manning retires, you now have no quarterbacks. You literally do not have a quarterback on the roster that you can put under center to start. Malik Jackson, extraordinary defensive lineman, he leaves. And that was not unexpected. But Danny Trevathan leaves. You're starting to see pieces of what was one of the great defense. It was the best defense in the league last year. One of the better defenses in NFL history as well. You're seeing defection of some of those key pieces, which means that defense is going to take a small step back. Your quarterbacks are gone. Your running backs are gone, which means your offense can't even do what it did last year, which was rather meager down the stretch. So you have a team like Oakland who continues to add pieces, and we've talked about what they've already done. Now they add Sean Smith, cornerback extraordinaire, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs. So they take something off of that Chiefs roster, add it to their own, and I think it's become clear the AFC West is one of these divisions in transition, and the defending Super Bowl champions are going to be hard-pressed to return to the playoffs, much less win this division. Same thing to a degree with the Chiefs. But what I do see is the Oakland Raiders, with the shrewd work they're doing in free agency, elevating above everybody and taking control of that AFC West and ultimately becoming a real player as it relates to a deep run through the AFC. So the Broncos, huge losers here. Again, the risk and you know, sacrificing the future for the present all ends up being worth it in that you won a Super Bowl. So the 4 years of going for it now at the expense of the future end up worth it because in Peyton's 4 years, you go to two Super Bowls and you win one. That makes it worth it. But going forward, there may be some lean years in Denver for a while as John Elway ends up having to reshape and retool this roster and dig out of a horrible salary cap situation and solve his quarterback problem. So I guess in my mind, there has to be one of the clear losers is the Denver Broncos. How John Elway recovers is very intriguing. Do they go quarterback at the very back of the first round? And will there be a guy there that they can plug in and start? Do they go in free agency? And I guess the only option that they could plug in that would actually be capable of starting for them in pure free agency is Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, there's talk of RG3, but I don't know. He seems so far gone that sticking him in there and asking him to start, that's not what you were looking for. He's more of a guy that I guess in many cases with the way things are shaking out, he's going to be a backup behind an established starter and kind of relearn the quarterback position in the National Football League. I've heard Colin Kaepernick. They got to figure out what they're doing with him in San Francisco, because that doesn't seem clear to anybody. So right now, I mean, the Broncos quarterback picture is incredibly fuzzy. And it's a quarterback-driven league. Without one, you're hard-pressed to win. So I don't know what they do. But it's John Elway. He had all the gravitas in the world anyway. And now he has even more with the Broncos being the defending Super Bowl champions. That fans will be patient as John Elway figures out the answers to the questions and reshapes the roster. A little bit of sour grapes from Elway in his statement that we want people here who want to play here. It did kind of become clear that that Osweiler didn't want to be a part of the Broncos' future. All word is that he was distant in his negotiations, and he wanted to go somewhere else and not end up playing the next few years in the shadow of Peyton Manning. Be honest with you, with the quarterback play they've gotten in Houston the last few years, they'll be grateful for anybody that can outplay what they had there, whether it be Ryan Mallett. They've had major, major quarterback issues. And Osweiler should be an upgrade over any of them, be it Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer, TJ Yates, the list goes on and on. So with that said, a little bit less pressure for Brock Osweiler in Houston. He is going to have to live up to that insane salary, and that's something else. But another huge loser, and I didn't think they could afford to be. You know, we knew the Broncos could afford to be, and the potential was there based on everything that was going on. But a team that couldn't afford to be a big loser and ended up being a huge loser in all of this, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you know, we talked about in the offseason their unconventional front office structure and whether it would work, and wondering if the minds that they brought in there were the right guys to do it outside of the head football coach. Well, you see what's happened, and you got to wonder. Gone, Alex Mack. And I get it. Play's gone down. He opted out of the contract. Contract was huge. Cleveland maybe didn't want him back. Mitchell Schwartz looked like you guys were on your way to working something out. Then you pull the offer off the table. Bye-bye, Mitchell Schwartz. He goes to Kansas City. Tashawn Gibson, what are your safeties? You let him go. He goes to Jacksonville as they continue to make shrewd and smart acquisitions and reshape a defense that's in desperate need of help. You lose Travis Benjamin, who was a young, up-and-coming receiver that, if given some real quarterback play, looks like he could have potentially been an explosive guy and a difference maker. But Johnny Manziel's still there. He stays. And who comes in? Well, nobody. So you really have to wonder what's going on in Browns land. You know, it seems to be same owners, so the same results, but no matter who the regime is, it seems to be the same old Browns. And the frustration in Cleveland for this fan base must be palpable. I mean, it must be noticeable. And I can't imagine how frustrated they are. That said, it is only the first day of free agency. You don't win the NFL championship and you don't win the Super Bowl on the first day of free agency. There's a number of other ways for it to be won. But just watching Cleveland let a young Travis Benjamin with upside out the door, Tashawn Gibson, another young player, out the door, Mitchell Schwartz out the door, see nothing come in. Now, maybe they do some things in the second wave, but I'm starting to get the feeling, boy, new set of guys, bunch of Harvard graduates, but same old Browns, as lost as ever. And finally, the Bengals. Now, I can't necessarily call them unequivocal losers. Excuse me, more of a mixed bag here. You keep George Iloka, an important key center, a key strong safety for you. You bring back Pac-Man Jones, who really, despite his boisterous ways and his meltdown in the playoff game, he's become a very productive kick punt returner and nickel corner. He really has. He's become a very productive football player. So he comes back to keep your secondary strong. George Iloka will be your hard-hitting, strong safety. You may lose Brandon Merriweather, depending on what the market looks like for him. So from that standpoint, you keep some important pieces. Gone are Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones. Now, they're your second and third receivers. You hate to lose guys like that. But in a weak wide receiver market, the price that was paid for them made it prohibitive for you to keep them. And Duke Tobin made some tough decisions, but really, when you look at it, sound decisions. And he decided, you know what? This is not the way to go for us. $8 million a year for Marvin Jones, substantial money for Mohamed Sanu. They're good players, but they're not difference makers. The difference-making wide receiver on my roster is A.J. Green, and I got him all locked up. So with that said, obviously one of the spots that the Cincinnati Bengals go in the draft is wide receiver, because there's really not much more in free agency going forward that will help them much. And what they will do going forward as well in free agency is fortify some of the other pieces where they're losing stuff in the second wave. The acquisitions they make may be a little cheaper. They'll be cap friendly and prudent. They'll be red chip guys. I trust Duke Tobin implicitly. So unlike some of the other teams I've categorized as losers, what I'd say to fans in Cincinnati, don't worry. Duke Tobin and Marvin Lewis, as it relates to player personnel, they know what they're doing. They will keep this roster strong on both sides of the ball, and they'll make sure they get some weapons to complement A.J. Green in the passing game. They're not going to take a step back, and if they do, it's not going to be because they let Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu go. Duke Tobin, he knows what he's doing. He'll make sure to bring some of the right people into Cincinnati. So that's kind of my overall take on some of the big winners and losers in free agency and a summary of most of the movement. Other smaller moves, Kobe Fleener, 5 years, $36 million to the Saints. They bring in a pass-catching tight end, a Jimmy Graham-light type who also can't block. And for a team with not much room to wiggle, but in need of some offensive upgrades, a sound move for the Saints. Again, a lot of money for a Kobe Fleener, but the money being thrown around in this market is crazy. The Saints don't have much of it. What little they have, they threw in that direction. And then you have the Jets, who are relatively quiet. They're wide apart on a contract for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Do you have an old car? But unfortunately for them, they don't have a lot of money to spend. And they got some moves they're going to have to make. But on the other side, we will tie a bow around this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black, who's off today and who will be back tomorrow. But you be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.